Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Talking about spiritual things doesn't make you spiritual. What makes you spiritual? What's real faith? What is pegging the meter faith? Greatest faith there is. It is so simple. It is so simple. Whatever He says to you, you know what Jesus' mother said? Whatever He says to you, not talk about it. Pray about it. What?
Good.
Do it.
Yes.
Oh, come on, help your neighbor. Say, do it. Do it. Do what? Whatever He says to you, do it. Do it. When? Whenever He says. Right? Do it. Do it. Faith, James says, without an action is dead. Or you can say it like this. Faith that is just all theoretical talk produces nothing. It's only when you demonstrate you trust Him enough to do what He said. That's when you'll see a manifestation of the power of God. Whew. That's when you'll see a miracle. Hallelujah. Listen to the CEV, the Complete English Version. I have aspirations of having the same kind of faith.
Amen.
That Jesus marvels at.
Yes.
I'm talking about Keith Moore. That the Lord could look at some situations and go, that's my boy.
Amen.
Would you look at that faith? Gabriel? Michael? That's what I'm talking about right there. Same kind of faith that centurion had. Same kind of faith.
Yes, yes.
Same kind of faith Paul had. Same kind of faith Abraham. Same kind of faith. Well, that's not just something I can have. It's something you can have.
Amen.
Something every one of us can have if we'll grab a hold of the throat of this flesh and the rebellion and the defiance and the argumentativeness and slam it.
Amen.
And put it under and submit ourselves to Him and humble ourselves and become obedient. Now see, that word in modern society, do most people like that word? Obedient. Woo-hoo. You want to see a rise? Just go, you need to obey. 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 I'll think about it. Well, you are not even remotely close to the greatest kind of faith. This is the CEV. Jesus went to the town of Capernaum, verse 5, and an army officer came up to Him and said, Lord, my servant, this is the Complete English, my servant is at home in such terrible pain that he can't even move. And we're not just talking about some abstract something here today. We're talking about something that'll get you out of an incurable condition.
Amen.
And contrary to what some people think, He doesn't just randomly or for reasons nobody can understand pick to do that for a very few people and other few people He doesn't. No, no. Faith is the determining factor.
Amen.
The Lord said it is. Here's a man, he's in terrible pain. He can't even move. Jesus said, I'll go and heal him. But the officer said, Lord, I'm not good enough, King James says, worthy for you to come into my house. Just give the order. Somebody said, just give the order.
Just give the order.
Just give the order and my servant will get well. I have officers who give orders to me. And I have soldiers who take orders from me. I say to one of them, go. And He goes, I can say to another, come, and he comes. I can say to my servant, do this, and he will do it. What he's saying is, I perceive that just like I have commanders over me that have authority over me, you have authority over disease. I've heard about it. I've seen examples of it. And I'm convinced, if you would please, sir, give the command, my servant will be delivered and healed. Because I know how it works. I get orders and I follow them. I give orders and they are followed. Now let me just pause right here. Do you think we would be talking about this man if he didn't follow orders? Would we be talking about this man if he did not, if he wasn't good at following orders? Mm-hmm. He would have never been a centurion.
Yes, that's right.
He'd have never got command.
That's right.
Unless he followed commands. Can you give commands if you won't follow commands?
Yes.
No, because you won't get into the position to be able to do so. Now there's a lot of folks who have heard a few things about our authority in Christ and about our authority in the name of Jesus, and they're all ready to give commands. But are they those who will receive commands and follow orders? And so many times the answer is no. And the truth is, if you won't follow commands from those who are over you in the Lord Himself, the enemy knows he doesn't have to follow your commands. If you won't follow commands of the Lord, the enemy knows he doesn't have to listen to you if you won't listen to God. I can prove that to you from a number of scriptures, and we're going to look at it. But is the revelation here in this passage, what does it take to have the greatest faith? Would we be talking about this man if he didn't follow orders? He'd never been a centurion. So he'd have never been in this, he wouldn't have understood this. He wouldn't have been somebody standing telling Jesus, this is how it works. He wouldn't be in the Bible. God has ordained that when any kind of work of the enemy tries to rear its head in our life, we be able to rise up and say, in the name of Jesus, shut it down, stop, and get it out of your life. Resist the devil and him flee from you.
Amen.
That's God's will for every child of God.
Amen.
That is not happening with most of the body of Christ. And it's because most of the body of Christ does not follow orders from the head. Go with me to James, 4th chapter. James chapter 4, verse 6. James 4, 6 says, He gives more grace, wherefore He says, God resists the proud. Well, when you are defiant, when you won't listen, that is part of pride. And if you're being defiant and rebellious, you won't get God's help. It doesn't get much more serious than that. If God's not helping you, you're not going to make it. You're not going to be successful. And in fact, you wind up getting resisted. God hates pride. I didn't say He hates proud people. He hates pride. It is the nature of the devil himself. And God hates it. And so should you. Should you or not?
Yes.
You want to change your vocabulary. Quit saying, I'm proud of this, I'm proud of that, I'm proud. And you'll see a flare sometimes when I say that. Well, I'm proud of my kids. Well, you need to stop.
That's right.
Listen to this. Listen to what the Father said when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. This is my beloved Son, and I am so proud of Him.
No.
No. You can be pleased. You can be thankful. But don't be proud. Because after all, whose kids are they? Well, you're thinking about my kids. That comes right back to you. I'm so proud of my kids. That's another subject. Suffice it to say, God hates pride. So should you. It'll get you resisted. It'll get your help removed from you. But who gets the help? Come on, who gets the grace? The humble. He gives grace to the submissive, to the obedient, to the humble. Do you want God's help? Then you got to lose the attitude. You want God's help? You got to lose the attitude and show genuine humility. Jesus said, come learn about me. I am meek and lowly of heart. You'll find rest to your soul. Do you want to be like Jesus or do you want to be like the devil? The devil is proud, arrogant, defiant. You don't want to be anything like him. God hates that. Jesus completely submitted to the Father. Completely obedient. Completely total trust. Complete submission. Full obedience. That's Jesus. That's what you want to be. Verse 7. Submit yourselves. Who's going to make you do it? You. Nobody's going to make you do it. God won't make you do it. Godly people won't try to make you do it. This is what keeps the error out of godly submission. In godly submission, there is no force. In godly submission, no one is making anyone do anything. You volitionally submit yourself to that authority or it doesn't happen because they are not going to make you do it. And there are a lot of people around this. I've even had some people try to tell Phyllis and I, well, you know, I may be a little slow, but you know, if you'll ride me long enough, I'll get around to it. Well, that ain't happening. It's not my job to ride you. I'm told not to do that. I'm the lead. You follow if you want to. Are y'all with me? That's not how it works. In the world, the enemy tries to make you do stuff, coerce you, force you. God, never. Never. You submit yourselves to God, then what? Resist the devil. Give him a command. Does that come first?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.